Welcome to Kitty Cat Cast, episode 16. Episode of Kitty Cat Cast, we're going to be continuing with our series on wonderful cat breeds. And today we're going to be talking about the Bengal cat, sometimes called the Bengal tiger. And so this is a really exciting breed, and we're going to get right into it. But first, we want to hear a little message from our friends at Animal Instinct.
Experts say that if your cat is not obese or prone to obesity, then it's perfectly acceptable to leave dry food out for him all day long. Dr. Mark Jackson is a veterinarian at North Carolina State University.
If we look at the normal feeding behavior in cats, they tend to be nibblers. They eat 12 to 16 small meals a day.
But if a day-long dry food diet makes your tabby too tubby, talk to your veterinarian about a weight loss program. I'm Dr. Andrea Looney.
A big thank you to all you cat lovers out there that have been checking out our website. We appreciate the increase in visits that have come to that website, and also it's great for us to know that you guys are being able to take advantage of all the cool prizes and gifts and tips and things that are on that website. The Bengal is one of the first new breeds to have been created by deliberately crossing domestic cats with wild cats. The Asian leopard cat was what they crossed it with. This breed is slowly gaining recognition with different breed associations. Although one of the largest, the Cat Fancier, or CFA, still does not recognize it. The Bengal cat must be at least four generations away from wild leopard cats, which are an Asian cat in the Asian jungles. This ensures that the cat has the temperament and behavior patterns of a domestic cat and can be a social and affectionate pet in any household. Now, this is really important. I've met some Bengal cats, even Bengal cats that were four or five generations, and let me tell you, they are wild. If you like a wild cat that romps around and jumps really high and just loves to bounce off of furniture and things like that all the time and climb, and you know, you're going to love this cat. But if you don't like an active cat, you better stay away from this particular breed. The first documented crosses between domestic cats and Asian leopard cats took place during the 1960s. In the beginning of the 1980s, a breeder from Arizona started a formal breeding program based on descendants of these hybrids. The emphasis in her program was mainly on coat pattern and color in an attempt to preserve the wild leopard look. Later, as the breed gained recognition with the International Cat Association, TICA, breed standards were established and the Bengal began to gain in popularity. The Bengal is a medium-sized cat with a well-proportioned body type and head. Its most prominent feature is its wild-looking coat, which is really beautiful. It resembles the coat of the Asian leopard, which you would expect. The coat pattern can be either spotted tabby or marble classic tabby. Most Bengal cats are brown tabbies with different shades of red, sand, and yellow. A white coat with the spotted or marble pattern also exists. Now that would be beautiful. I want one of those. White Bengals are called snow Bengals, and some have blue eyes to match. Now that one I'd pay money for. Some Bengals have a special glitter effect all over their coat. This golden shimmer is unique to Bengal cats and is encouraged in breeding programs. Bengals are social, active cats. Very active, I would say, from my experience. They are completely domesticated, being at least four generations apart from their wild ancestors. They are curious and playful and require ample human attention. That's definitely true. The Bengal needs only basic grooming. Its smooth, rich coat looks best with a regular brush once a week. These are healthy and robust cats, and they need lots of activity to keep their muscular bodies in shape. And this is true. So if you're looking for a cat that's very active, that you want to have a lot of interactivity with, then this is the cat breed for you. We want to especially thank Anna Moss at our friends over at thecatsite.com for a lot of this research that we're doing this episode with. I encourage you all to go to thecatsite.com. It's a beautiful website. There are also some other really fabulous websites that you can go to and that you can find a lot of great information about cats. One particular one that I would like to recommend to you is Cat Blogosphere. Cat Blogosphere is a wonderful website. It's actually a blog, but it's got lots of information, other information on it that would be, I think, a tremendous blessing to you. You can find that at www.blog.catblogosphere.com. Again, that's www.blog.catblogosphere.com. That's a great site.
I call that cool.